Hi, my name is Anne. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show all about the library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks, Annie. Great intro. Annie's helping out with the show, so you'll hear from her again. I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out. We are coming to you from 105.9 Radio 3 in beautiful downtown Elmer, Ontario. It's so noisy here today, I hope you can hear us over the crowd of people who are taking part in a special Community Helper Canadian celebration. It's a big party for all community helpers who work hard to make Elmer a fantastic place to live. The Elmer Museum has brought a big old printing press for the kids and their parents to investigate. Zilly Z Zoo is here with their petting zoo, so kids can really get friendly with rabbits and chickens and ducks. Maybe even give them hugs. Can you hug a chicken? Some kids brought their teddy bears for a dental checkup by the Elgin County Health Unit. There's even more events planned, but I don't have time to tell you about them. In a few minutes, everybody is invited to go upstairs to the Elmer Theater for a free screening of the hilarious movie Chicken Run. It's not like this at the Elmer Library every day. Just once in a while. You can always find out when the special happenings are scheduled by going to the Elgin County Library website. Today's show is about horses. While I was waiting for Chicken Run to begin, I set up my little radio recording studio in the children's area of the Elmer Library, and that's where I met Alana. She likes horses very much. She was so enthusiastic, I decided to do an entire show about horses. But when I began to look for good stories about horses, I discovered that all the good books were gone. Somebody else had already borrowed them. But guess what? If the books you must have aren't there because somebody already borrowed them, you just have to ask the friendly neighborhood library assistant to put a hold on the books. As soon as they get returned to the library, they will put them on a shelf and keep them for you until you come in and borrow them. And they will even let you know your books are there and ready to go. No wonder I love the library. Our first story is called Partners, and it's one of a series of Cowgirl Kate and Coco books. It's written by Erica Silverman, and the pictures are by Betsy Lewin. Before we start the story, though, I think we need to hear from Alana, because what she has to say has something to do with the story.
I really want to be a farmer someday, and I love horses, so I think I might get a few horses and a little farm. Although, I don't want a lot because it's a lot of work, like brushing them, taking the dirt off their hooves. Like, horses have toenails like us, just like hooves, and then they grow under the horseshoe. You have to take them off and then clip them off. Like, cut them, and then you have to, like, nail them back in.
Let's get started now with Cowgirl Kate and Coco, Partners, Chapter 1, New Shoes. Coco, said Cowgirl Kate, this man has come to give you new horseshoes. Coco glared at the man. Then he turned and trotted away. Cowgirl Kate ran after him. What's the matter? She asked. Coco snorted. I don't want horseshoes, he said. I want cowboy boots. But Coco, said Cowgirl Kate, you are a horse. Coco snorted again. I am a cowhorse, he said, and I want cowboy boots, just like yours. But they won't fit you, she replied. Let me try one, he said. Cowgirl Kate took off a boot. She held it for Coco. Coco lifted one hoof. He pushed and pushed, but he could not get his hoof into the boot. I'm sorry, said Cowgirl Kate, but cowboy boots only fit people. Coco's head drooped. "People are lucky," he said. "Lucky?" asked Cowgirl Kate. She pointed. "Coco, what do you see on the barn?" "A horseshoe," said Coco. "And what do you see on the house?" she asked. "A horseshoe," he said. She led him down the road. "And what do you see on the fence?" "Another horseshoe," he said. "Coco," she asked, "do you know why people hang horseshoes everywhere?" "Of course," said Coco, "because nobody wants to wear them." Cowgirl Kate shook her head. "No," she said, "it's because they believe horseshoes bring good luck." "Good luck?" asked Coco. "I want good luck." He galloped back to the barn. He stood still while the man put on his new shoes. Then he trotted outside. "I am lucky," he cried. "I have lucky horseshoes." He bumped Cowgirl Kate with his head. "And you are lucky, too," he said. "You are lucky because you have me." Let's turn to the back of this book and look at the chapter called Partners. "Hurry, Coco," said Cowgirl Kate. "We have to check the cows." "I'm too hot," said Coco. "Check the cows without me." "We are partners through hot and cold," said Cowgirl Kate, "and partners do everything together." So Cowgirl Kate and Coco checked the cows. "Those cows sure look hot," said Coco. "They sure do," said Cowgirl Kate. "Let's move them under the trees." "I'm too weak," said Coco. "Move them under the trees without me." "We are partners through weak and strong," said Cowgirl Kate, "and partners do everything together." So Cowgirl Kate and Coco nudged the cows. They pushed and prodded until one cow moved and another followed, and then another. Finally, all the cows were standing in the shade of the trees. "Look," cried Coco. "There goes Molly's calf." Cowgirl Kate and Coco chased him around and around. When they ran to the right, the calf ran to the left. And when they ran to the left, the calf ran to the right. "Mmm," Molly bellowed. "Mmm." The calf stood still. His ears perked up. His tail twitched. "Look," cried Coco. "He's going back to Molly." "Good work, partner," said Cowgirl Kate. She sighed. "That calf sure likes to make trouble." "He sure does," says Coco, "but we're always ready for him." Cowgirl Kate took the reins. "We can head back now," she said. "Not yet," said Coco. "There's one more thing we have to do." And he trotted right into the river. "Ah!" cried Cowgirl Kate. "Couldn't you go swimming without me?" Coco turned his head and splashed water at her. "We are partners through wet and dry," he said, "and partners do everything together." If you liked these two little stories, you should borrow other Cowgirl Kate and Coco books. There are plenty of them. Coco and Cowgirl Kate have lots of adventures together on the ranch where they both live. Check them out. Black Beauty is a book that's been around for nearly 150 years. It was written by Anna Sewell, and it's been beloved ever since. If you like horses, you will love Black Beauty by Anna Sewell. Black Beauty is a long and interesting novel, but today I'm going to read from a book that was shortened down for younger readers, and I'm only going to read the first chapter. It's written as if Black Beauty himself is telling you his story. Chapter 1, My First Home. The first place I can remember was a large, pleasant meadow. I lived on my mother's milk, as I could not yet eat grass. In the daytime, I ran by her side. At night, I lay close beside her. When it was hot, we stood in the shade of the trees. When it was cold, We slept in a warm shed near the master's house. We were very fond of our master, Farmer Gray. He called my mother Duchess, and I think she was his favorite. He was a good, kind man, so we were well off. When I was old enough to eat grass, my mother went to work in the daytime, but she always came home at night. There were six other young colts in the meadow. They were all older than I. Oh, how I loved to run with them, but sometimes they would bite and kick. One day, my mother told me, "The colts who live here are good colts, but they have not learned good manners. You come from a fine family. Your father has a good name in these parts, and I think you have never seen me bite or kick, so I hope you will grow up gentle and well-mannered. Do your work with a good will and never learn bad ways." I never forgot my mother's words, for I knew she had seen many things. One day we heard the sharp cry of dogs. "They have found a hare," said my mother. "Now we shall see the hunt." A pack of howling dogs chased a frightened hare across the fields. Many men followed on horseback. The hare tried to get through our fence, but it was too late. The dogs were upon her. One of the men rode up and whipped off the dogs. He held the hare up by the leg. She was torn and bleeding. All the gentlemen seemed pleased. I did not know what to think. Then there was a shout down by the brook. Two horses had fallen and thrown their riders. One man seemed all right, but the other man lay quite still. "His neck is broken," said my mother. The man ran to his side. I heard someone say it was Squire Gordon's only son. Young Gordon's black horse lay moaning on the grass. A horse doctor came to look at him. He shook his head. "One of his legs is broken." I saw a gun flash in the sunlight. There was a loud bang and an awful shriek. Then all was still. The black horse moved no more. My mother seemed very sad. The black horse's name was Rob Roy, she said. He was a fine, bold horse whom she had known for years. She never went to that part of the meadow again. A few days later, we heard the church bell ringing. They were taking young Gordon to the churchyard to bury him. I never knew what they did with Rob Roy, but it was all for one little hare. Black Beauty has many experiences in his long life, some sad and some happy. Check it out. That's Black Beauty by Anna Sewell.
You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 Radio The Brig on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15.
Excellent job. Now the next part is you have to tell them if they miss the show, they don't have to worry because they can listen to it on the Elgin County website. Do you know what a website is? Well, it's a place on the computer where you can go to find out everything you need to know about all of the Elgin County libraries. So now, here's what you're going to say. If you missed a show, don't worry. You can find all our shows as podcasts on the Elgin County website.
What?
Podcasts.
Podcasts?
That's an interesting word, eh? Yeah, it's kind of like a radio show, but it's not on the radio, it's on a computer. So if people don't have a radio, they can get it on their computer. Okay? So we'll just do one little bit at a time. If you miss the show, don't worry.
If you miss the show, don't worry.
You can find all our shows.
You can find all our shows.
As podcasts.
As podcasts.
On the Elgin County website.
On the Elgin County Library.
Whoops. Elgin County. Try that. Elgin County website.
Elgin County website.
Thank you so much, Annie, for your hard work. And thank you, Alana, for sharing your love of horses and for being the inspiration for this show. Thanks also to the Elgin County Library, to the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario, and to Radio De Brig. Without these fine folks, we wouldn't be here. I'm Julie Berry. Thank you for listening. Join us next week, same time, same place. Now, here's Mary Wee.
Ich hoop, you haft ans Programm gefallen. schult en ne sy ho paidai 105.9 FM Radio de Brig. Gida Moondag en Madvik jen uvent, fidel eva fief, om gode geschichten te hearen en uit te vingen wat de Elgin County Library alles haft. Gie kan ook op de Elgin County Public Library era webzied, not het program Check It In, Check It Out, as podcast harken. De bibliotheek as een zeer fijne plots. Om dat leven en dat leren van hem iedereen een rekje te maken. Of je dan nu 5 jaar of 95 jaar oud zijn. Wie gaan wat verjoend. Ik ben Mary Weeb, een helperin bij de Elmer Old Town Hall Library. Komt urius een dag voorbij en zegt hallo. Bitte aan Madvik, dan zijn we toe. We freuen ons Emma jeunt te zijn. Dankschein voor harten en hap een zeer schijne week.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.